You're listening to Vatican Radio.
This week's World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul that aimed to reach all vulnerable people appears indeed to have left some behind. Notwithstanding the fact that one of the five core responsibilities at the heart of the summit's agenda reads, "Leave no one behind," advocates for the rights of older people say between 10 and 20% of an aging world's population has been let down. Present at the summit in Istanbul, together with world leaders, NGOs, faith-based groups, and civil society involved in delivering humanitarian aid, was HelpAid International, the global network that helps older people claim their rights, challenge discrimination, and overcome poverty so that they can lead dignified, secure, and healthy lives. HelpAid was also actively engaged in the summit's preparatory process to try and ensure that the significance of global aging and its implications for humanitarian action were taken into account. Toby Porter, Executive Director of HelpAid International, spoke to me on the final day of the summit and explained that a recently released report on the needs of older people who require humanitarian assistance had been presented. But, he said, their voices have yet again been ignored.
Our report is called Older Voices in Humanitarian Action Calling for Change. And the interviews were conducted with older people, older men, older women in probably the three worst humanitarian crises at the moment. Obviously the Syria crisis, the crisis in Ukraine, as well as in South Sudan, where there's a situation of conflict and drought at the same time. And in all of these, we asked older people what their situation was, but we also asked them if they were satisfied with the standard of humanitarian assistance they were receiving, and also if they were spoken to, if any of them had been asked what their needs were. And I'm afraid the picture in our report, which is in their words, not in our words, is one that should concern us all, because it was a picture of neglect, it was a picture of exclusion. I remember one older woman asking, how can I get medicine if I can't leave my house, if I can't leave my bed? And, you know, we all, as we age, have very specific medical needs, and often morbidity and disease and challenges specifically relating to ageing.
When we think of, you know, vulnerable refugees or vulnerable victims of natural disasters, immediately the public opinion goes to children and women. Is it a cultural prejudice, do you think?
I think that there is that. And people talk about older people too. And by the way, it's a very good thing that people think about women and young kids in humanitarian emergencies. I'm a father myself. Almost every elder person I've ever met would actually, if given the choice, prioritise their children and grandchildren over themselves. And I think that is part of the wisdom and the empathy that develops with age. And we've never called in HelpAid for older people to dominate humanitarian assistance thinking, or to be seen as, you know, the most important group to reach. But older people are a very large group, normally between 10 and 20% of an affected population now could be expected to be age 60 or more. We're not.
Is that because the global population is getting older?
Yeah, and also because crises are affecting middle-income countries, which tend to have a higher ratio of older people, because populations age as they become more successful from a development perspective. So we're not asking for older people to dominate it. We're just saying, look, there's this population of older men and older women out there. Some of them are rather vulnerable. The promise of humanitarian assistance is to reach the most vulnerable. The promise, as you know, of this summit is to leave no one behind. And what we're saying is, look, we have a problem here. For all of this talk about reaching vulnerable groups, the evidence and their own words shows that older people aren't routinely thought about. I'll give you an interesting anecdote, which I mentioned in my address at the high-level round table, where I was graciously given the opportunity to address the round table on natural disasters. But In the run-up to the humanitarian summit, there was a consultation done, which is, again, a very good thing in terms of asking people, well, what would you like to see change about the humanitarian system? And one of the key promises that came out in that consultation document is we must stop the continuing neglect of older people. Now, as you may know, this summit has been organized into plenary sessions and roundtables involving a lot of the political leadership and the primary representatives of organizations. And then there's also a side event city where agencies were allowed to make proposals to the UN for themes that they felt would be of particular interest. And last night when I was preparing my thoughts for my address today, I thought, well, I'll go through the titles of the side events. And there were 15 side events that have in their title children, youth, or young people. How many were there for aging? Zero. Did we make an application for a side event? Yes, we did. Was it turned down? Yes, it was. You know, and again, you know, I'd hate it if your listeners misunderstood. I think it's a wonderful thing that people are talking about education in emergencies and better protection for women and girls. But I also think, both from a common sense perspective in terms of pure demographics, but also from a justice perspective, from a human rights perspective, to have no side events on older people at a World Humanitarian Summit when we're talking about 10 or 20% of the population and when a group that traditionally everybody admits has not been well served, I don't understand it. It seems to be perpetuating the same neglect and stuff. So I've enjoyed the summit. I think I've participated in lots of good discussions. I'm constantly reminded that for all of the challenges and the undoubted flaws in the current system, that there are a great many individuals and organizations who care passionately about making humanitarian assistance better. And for us as HelpAge International, that task has to include bringing older women, older men to the fore.
Since Pope Francis was elected pontiff, he has spoken again and again of the value of the aged and has called for attention towards this particular group. Has that given a boost to the work that you do?
Oh, undoubtedly so. I mean, I think that Pope Francis has undoubtedly been the public figure over the last few years who's done more than any other person alive to talk positively about older age, to inspire and make older people feel good about their advancing age, and also I think to be typically honest and uncompromising in terms of what he sees as some of the changing attitudes and, you could say, sort of breakdown in society's values that have led to the neglect of older people and the abuse of older people. And I think that he's been a wonderful ambassador. And we often say, obviously tongue in cheek, but we often say that we must write to him and ask him to become an official ambassador for HelpAge International, because I think he, more than anyone else, is out there saying all the right things and feeling all the right things and pointing all of us, and by the way, celebrating his own older age. And he's a great inspiration.
That was Toby Porter, Executive Director of HelpAge International.